Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Bobby Wonder fans, and of course, Grab Stack fans. It's Friday, which means it's time for another edition of our listener mailbag, where I answer questions from our listeners from around the world. Burning, hard-hitting questions like, why do you like socks? And who would win a fight, a horse or a horse-sized banana? Obviously, the answer to that one is a horse-sized banana, because horses are scared of slipping on banana peels. And once you're in your opponent's head like that, oh, you've already won the fight. It's true. One time I won a fight on floor just by telling my assailant that I'd be writing a strongly worded letter to his mother about his behavior. And that little piece of aggressive psychology was all it took to get him to run away, which is good, because he was real big. And I did not like my chances in a fight. But I always like my chances when it comes to writing a strongly worded letter. But enough about my battle prowess. Let's move on to our listener questions. Today, we have a question from Srinivas and two questions from Theo. I didn't get a sense where either our listeners are from, so I'm just going to say maybe you're both from the planet Marklar or Arkansas. That's a place, right? All right, our first question of the day comes from Srinivasa. Srinivasa asks, Grabstack, when do you sleep? Sleep? Who has time to sleep? I have plays to direct, cakes to bake, superheroes to sidekick, actors to wrangle, and oh, the list goes on. Sleep doesn't really factor in with all that because I have to make sure I'm awake when creativity strikes. I mean, you just never know when you're going to get a lightning bolt idea for a new play or realize exactly how you're finally going to get Miss Paperclip to deliver the tour de force performance without a lot of back talk. So I have to get creative about how to be awake enough to let the creativity flow. That means I sleep for 15 minutes every hour. Yeah, that's right. I try to do it on the back end of every hour, which seems to be better that way. It does make watching movies a little more difficult, though, I'll tell you that. But my actors sure do appreciate it on set because they get a 15-minute break every hour, no matter what. It does get rather lonely around 2 a.m., but that's also when I think I get my best work done. For instance, yesterday at 2 a.m., I had a great idea for a play featuring an aardvark from the country that decides to make it in the big city as a soup maker. Oh, I just like the idea of aardvarks making soup, and I think the world will too. Thanks for writing in, Srinivas. Let's move on to Theo's questions. For his first question, Theo asks, what is your second favorite type of clothes after socks? Oh, goodness. Questions like these are always so hard. After socks, well, it could be boots. I do love a good boot, since after all, they go over socks. A real waffles and syrup pair of those two, but I also like coats because they're so warm and comfy in the winter. And sometimes if I wear the right puffy jacket, I actually look a little taller. Well, Bobby Wonder says I only look larger, but I think he means taller when he says that. But if I really had to choose, I think my second favorite clothing item is scarves. Yes, in the winter anyway. After all, a great scarf is a welcome addition to any outfit. And the beauty of a scarf is that you can match it to your socks. Oh, yes, sir. The sartorial joy of having a scarf with waffles on it and then socks with a little syrup bottles. Oh, they can't be overstated. And that's just talking prints, not even talking fabric. Have you ever wrapped a cashmere around your neck and worn cashmere socks at the same time? Oh, talk talk about luxury. It's not for the faint of heart, people. You may end up sitting down for what you think is a cup of tea and then waking up 6 hours later because you fell into the coziest sleep of your darn life. I had to give up my cashmere scarves because they were really messing up my sleep schedule. I guess there is such a thing as too cozy. All right, moving on to Theo's second question. He asks, if you could live anywhere in the universe, where would you live? Oh, well, I'm especially fond of floor. It is home, after all. But they also say home is where the heart is, and if that's the case, then I would probably live anywhere. Where would my heart want to live the most, though? Well, I guess I never really thought about it very much. What with all my adventures with Bobby Wonder and so many hobbies, I mean, I imagine if I lived somewhere else, I would be retiring from all my work and play. So where would I go to live out my days in quietude and pure and utter calm? Well, I think the answer to that one is next door to a Flush Marfler factory. Oh, can't you just picture me in a little cottage smelling the fresh smell of Flush Marflers in the morning and then in the evening walking over with my wheelbarrow and loading up like a farmer getting hay. Only I'm a grab stack getting Flush Marflers. Oh, I'm liking this dream. Note to self. Add live next to a Flush Marfler factory on list of things to do in the future. Oh, thanks for your questions, Theo. And that's all we have for today. Thank you to all my faithful listeners who send in your questions every week. Oh, it truly is a pleasure to read them out loud. Perhaps you've been thinking of a question and haven't sent it in yet, or this show prompted you to remember that crazy thing you've been meaning to ask me. And to that I say, great! Send them on over. I can never get enough. Any questions you got, send them to grabstack@gokidgo.com, and they could get read live on the air. Ooh, and did you know there are all sorts of other shows that take place in Pflugerville? Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find them all. It's a grab bag full of great stuff. Thanks for tuning in to another amazing mailbag show, listeners. This is Grabstack signing off.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.